Calvin Ridley caught 3 passes in Wednesday's practice by Jim Wyatt's hand count at the team's website and connected with Cam Ward during the quarterback's sharp opening period, per Easton Freeze at A to Z Sports. That was the extent of his week in the record. He did not appear among Wyatt's catch leaders in Friday's joint practice with the Seahawks, and, the part that matters most for a receiver coming off a broken leg, he appeared on no injury or absence list anywhere in the week's coverage. The fibula has now carried him through 2 joint practices, a game, and 4 more weeks of padded work without a single medical note. The most interesting Ridley item was an argument, rather than a play. Freeze's Wednesday column called him a first ballot Hall of Fame practice player, and framed his 2026 role as a multiplier, a receiver the offense no longer depends on for peak production, but one who raises the whole operation when he wins, with Wandale Robinson's volume and the rookie Carnell Tate carrying the structural load. That is one beat writer's analysis, not a coach's word, but it tracks the usage. Ridley runs with the starters, and the underneath volume flows elsewhere. Back in June, we previewed Ridley as a player carrying 2 separate fades, the leg and summer chatter about a number 3 job, and argued that was one fade too many. The depth chart doubt dissolved on tape weeks ago. The leg question only retires 1 healthy week at a time, and this was another one, at 32. What to watch? His usage in tonight's game against Seattle, where the starters are slated for roughly 20 to 25 plays per Wyatt, the first team role and any downfield targets from Ward are the checkable items. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.